welcome to
Live from the Hellmouth.
What you're about to hear, what you're currently hearing, is an intro to an intro that went too long because it was that sick.
It was amazing. Basically, we hopped onto BuzzFeed and we kind of got sucked in, as you do.
You just get sucked in to
it's
the
so
BuzzFeed.
It's so good. And they cover every single niche. So, of course, we typed in Buffy. We found some badass quizzes and we took one. So that's what you're going to hear.
Enjoy. Mouth, you just caught us in the midst of giggling at the most hilarious news headline I have seen in a while.
Would you like me to read it?
Please read it.
Okay, so we're on BuzzFeed right now.
Right.
And this is a headline for the Quebec government doesn't want shop employees to say hi anymore. I mean,
it's a good thing they got that roads thing figured out so they can focus on the real pressing issues.
I mean, it's fine. High taxes, no hi.
Oh, what a student protester you are. My goodness, it's the big 68 all over again. All right, the reason that we're on BuzzFeed, sorry if you hear a slight spitting, I'm turning into like a child. I got one of those little spinners.
From a beer pong contest.
I won.
Anyway, we are
on
BuzzFeed.
It's okay, my parents don't listen to this.
We're on BuzzFeed, and we decided for our little intro, we were going to take a BuzzFeed quiz on Buffy.
15 Buffy would you rather questions that are impossible to answer. Whoa.
Right?
Sounds like our intro will be impossible, but we're going to try it anyway.
Do you want to start?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Would you rather date Angel, Riley, or Spike? I feel like right off the bat, not Riley.
I was like a kill fuck married. Like, Riley would be killed.
Dead. She's gone. I'm curious. Who are you picking?
You know, I don't. My gut says Angel, so I'm going to say Angel.
Okay, I like that you said that because I'm saying Spike. Because, and then we don't, there's no overlap besides us being the same person because we're both Buffy in this scenario.
This is true.
I would date Spike. I just like his witty retorts.
That's real.
Anyone who knows me knows that I have an uncomfortable desire for the English accent.
I think Spike and I would just, we would just butt heads.
Oh, you'd be too similar.
Yeah.
Mm. I see that. I feel like Angel is just like a strong but silent kind of
I can
of
deal
like,
with that. I talk a lot.
He's there for you. Yeah, I guess I see that.
With my his angel silence.
All right, so I'm saying Spike.
Okay. Angel.
45% Ooh. Said Angel, 42%
who
Spike.
Who are the 13% that chose Riley? Excuse me.
They're the same percent of people who are Drusilla fans from our last episode. Okay. Would you rather, give it to me, Ellie.
Be a vampire,
okay.
A witch, or a demon?
I feel like not a demon. That's the like, Riley of this version.
A witch. I would totally be a witch.
Basically, they're asking, would you want to be Drusilla? Would you want to be Willow? I don't even know who this woman
is. I don't know.
Is.
Okay, nobody wants to be a demon, first of all. No.
Witch. Wild. It's at 84%. Vampire, 13. Demon, 3%. The vampires are just people who, like, just read Breaking Dawn, and they're like, that would be different. They're like the Sunset Club from the first season.
Oh my gosh. The fact that you remember that though, like,
I did do well in this class, I promise. Would you rather listen to Dawn Wine or shoplift with Faith?
Shoplift with Faith?
I'd do it. At least I'd get something out of that interaction.
Right? 22 people. 22 people.
22% would listen to Dawn Wine. They're braver 22% than I am.
16.2K votes.
Shout out to that silent majority. Minority.
Minority, for sure. Okay, would you rather date Oz or Tara?
Tara? That's a real would you rather. Here's what I'm saying besides just gender. I feel like what I know of Tara is that she has like kind of an issue with Willow's magic.
Yeah.
Whereas I felt like Oz
was okay with it.
Yeah, and I just remember watching, like I said,
He was very supportive.
I was watching the Homecoming episode, mm-hmm. and he was like, he had this line like, as Willow goes, like, I the nation go to, or something like cute like that, and I was like,
okay,
Oz. What is the percent? 65 for Oz.
Makes sense.
But I don't know how much of that is just, like, heteronormativity. Honestly, I don't know if they went through the same thought process that we did.
Okay.
Would you rather be a slayer or a watcher?
Slayer.
Slayer.
I don't think
that. Yep. Huh. 74 wanting to be 74% slayer.
Okay, would you rather date Cordelia or Anya?
Ah. Because I feel like our issue with Anya is she's, like, non-emotive, right? Like, she doesn't... She's a demon. But Cordelia is, like...
I would say Cordelia.
I'm going to say that, too.
I feel like you would never know what was going to happen, and I feel like that's more, like, that's more fun than dating someone that's kind of like a rock.
It's a roller coaster. Yeah, sorry, babe.
That was pretty close, though. 55 said Anya. Wow. Ooh, we are the minority.
Oh, we're just unique.
It's fine.
Would you rather attend Sunnydale High or UC Sunnydale? Okay, UC Sunnydale.
I'm pretty sure that's...
both don't exist.
The both don't exist, and this is, like, the same as saying, would you rather go to your high school or your state school? Which is neither.
I would rather
be in high school with those people than in college with those people. So I'm going to say Sunnydale High.
I'm saying UC Sunnydale just because I feel like Sunnydale has a really dangerous place.
This is true. Go to school. I'm going to stick with my danger.
Who won?
You won.
I'm with that elite force who's going to university. Would you rather stay home with Joyce or go to the Bronx? You want to chill with your mom? Or go to the Bronx. Can I click for you? The Bronx.
23 people want to hang out with Joyce.
They just feel bad.
23%.
I feel bad because Joyce is on house arrest and she doesn't even know it. Would you rather face Sid the puppet?
Oh, I didn't like...
Or the gentleman? They have awful ties. If you're watching this, they have awful... If you're watching the quiz, they have all...
Sid was creepy. I didn't like Sid.
But I feel like I could make... Yeah, and I feel like I could make more puns with the gentleman. Like, that's gentleman, true. Follow me. True. And then, like, push him down the stairs.
Yeah, I'm gonna gentleman.
We're in the minority, 31%.
Yeah. Would you rather get stood up your wedding or have your mom date an evil robot? Mom date an evil robot?
That's horrible.
Okay, if you're the slayer, though.
Right. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I don't want to get set up in my
mom wedding. Dates evil robot. Yeah. We're in the selfish generation. Would you rather be afraid of bunnies or turn off a love interest with bad poetry? Why am I doing poetry?
Right. I'm so confused.
That's Spike. That's Spike before he changed. Oh, thank God Angel got there and made him interesting. He has bad hair.
You need the Draco Malfoy hair.
Yep. I'm saying I'd rather, be afraid of bunnies. I never see bunnies.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, 59. We're 59%.
Okay, would you rather, this one has a lot.
Battle of the Master and...
Angelus.
Mayor Wilkins.
Adam.
Glory.
Dark Willow.
The First.
Warren.
Or Caleb. I feel like me and Nathan Fillion would have some great warrior banter. I'd be like, yo, what's up, Nathan? And then, he'd have a witty
retort. So I have no idea who Glory is. Haven't gone that far. But, like, I would love to fight some, like, random uppity white woman. So I'm going to say Glory.
Click Glory. I don't want to pick Angelus or Dark Willow because it wouldn't be, like, you kill them, right? There wouldn't be that satisfaction of, like, win. Because you're like, I feel bad because I'm attached, so I have to, like, hurt you enough. So I'm going with Caleb. Warren, 39%, 12% Master, 10% Glory, 10% Dark Willow, 8% Angelus, 8% Caleb, 7% Mary Wilkins. Mary. And then 3% for the First and Adam. That's fair enough.
Right? Okay.
Would you rather be obsessed with magic or with money? Obsessed? I'd rather be obsessed with magic, at least. Right? Like Hermione Granger, shit out of that. Yeah, 73%.
Okay, would you rather love someone deeply but can't have sex with them, or have great sex with someone but not fall in love with them?
Mom, if you are listening, I would rather love someone deeply and never touch them because I don't need that kind of sin in my life.
I was going to say the opposite, which is...
No one knows what I clicked.
I'm going for the opposite.
All right, well...
They're pretty even, though.
Yeah. Yeah, 58% and 42. Love one, but there's no accounting for taste. Would you rather be best friends with Buffy, Willow, or Xander?
Willow.
Yeah.
First of all, never Xander. Never.
I will say I have a soft spot in my heart for Xander. Okay, fine. But he's witty. I love, like, the Washes, the Xanders, the Tofs. I just like them.
Okay.
Marty.
I'm going Willow.
Okay, you go Willow. I'm going to see Xander just...
Ooh.
I have my reason. 19% Xander.
40% Willow, 41% Buffy.
Suck-ups. That was it.
That's it.
I hope you enjoyed that. I hope... re-listen to it. Take it along with us. See if you get the same results as us, and you're cool.
I guess you don't really get results. You just kind of see if you're in majority or minority.
It's really like...
You're affirmed, you you're like...
Yeah.
It's fine.
You know more about yourself.
Yeah.
You're a bit more centered.